Tim Elkhorn with you from Goodyear, Arizona, as our Wahoo Week coverage continues. And we're joined by Indians pitcher Scott Acheson, who last year was a huge contributor to this ball club out of the bullpen, 70 appearances, and certainly part of that back-end bullpen that really helped out the starters throughout the regular season. So, Scott, great to have you on our Wahoo Week coverage. And, boy, talk about a team that has a lot of high hopes and expectations going into 2015. The Indians certainly have that. It's a feeling that you can just sense here in the facility and at the ballpark.
Yeah, I think so. We all, like I said, everybody got here. Most everybody was here, has been here for the last week or two. You know, but there's always some excitement, I think, at the start of a year. Everybody's ready to go. But I think this year there's a big buzz. Everybody, like I said, everybody thinks this can be something special and we can do something special. And I think, you know, we have to take it upon ourselves and actually go out and do it. We can't just sit here and talk about it all day long. But like I said, it's good to start with that buzz, not going, man, this is going to be a long year already.
Scott, do you walk a fine line between building off of last year and putting last year behind you?
Yeah, I think you take things from every year, but taking something from last year, I mean, the last 6 weeks we played really, really well. We need to find a way to get that going April 6th. We need to just continue right off of what we were doing. But you also got to know that, you know what, it is a new year. So we got to let some, you know, you got to let last year go, but you got to take the positives there at the end, I think, and really kind of hopefully everybody's using them to step up and go to the next level or to maintain what they were doing, because that was plenty good enough.
Well, you talk about a bullpen that was utilized last year. I think four of you, if I'm not mistaken, had 70 or more appearances. You came to the ballpark every day thinking, I'm probably going to pitch today.
Yeah, and I think that's the way everybody down there works. I think that's the way you have to be as a reliever anyway, is you come ready to go every day, whether no matter what your role is or what it might be or what might happen in the game or who's starting even. You know, I mean, there were nights that seemed like last year you could show up with Kluber and go, we might need Cody. But, you know, but you don't think that going into it. You still got to realize that, you know what, I need to be ready to go in case something happens. And I think as a reliever, we all want the ball. We want it as many times as we can possibly take it through a year. And they do a great job with us of limiting our warm-ups or, you know what, if they think we need a day, they're going to come tell us, you know what, I'm giving you a day, whether you agree or not, per se. They've got an idea. You know, Tito and Mickey really do a good job of keeping everything, and Jason and JB will be picking in on that good this year, but keeping everybody fresh so that you're getting our best when we're out there, not just getting us out there over and over again, but getting our best when we are out there.
Again, we're talking with Indians relief pitcher Scott Acheson, joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. You've been around the game of baseball a long, long time, so you've seen a lot of staffs. Talk about this 2015 Indians pitching staff, just not only from the reliever's perspective, but just as a guy who's a member of this ball club, what excites you about this Indian staff?
Man, you know, those last 6 weeks watching our starting pitchers throw the baseball was very exciting. Like I said, I think we all sat down there in the pen and it was fun to watch. They have great stuff, which is you don't see 5 to 6, 7 guys sometimes go out there with that good of stuff over and over and over again. And they all threw well. You saw some guys learn some things. I think Trevor really picked it up and threw the ball well last year. I think he's in a position to really make a big jump. TJ was great. I don't know if anybody ever expected him to do some of that early, and he threw the ball so well. Obviously, you know, Cookie making the change, Carlos making the change back to starting after relieving and really kind of maybe figuring some things, you know, getting in there and figuring some things out. Watching him, I mean, his stuff's unbelievable. Obviously, we all saw Kluber, and that was amazing. But I think you're seeing, and we've got Josh and McAllister and those guys that can go out there and do the same thing that anybody else that's in that group can do. So, you know, we got some tough decisions maybe down the stretch here, but they're good decisions to have. It's better than going, hey, man, I don't know what we're going to do. So, and we're all excited to see what Gavin Floyd can do also, you know, right, and kind of get in there and really mix in with that group and give them a veteran presence, I guess, a little bit, you can say. Not that they necessarily need it, but it's nice to have that guy, too, where you know you can trust him going out there and doing his thing. But the relievers, man, the arms, minus on mine maybe, but they all the arms down there, it's unbelievable. So it's a good staff. We have a good mix left and right, and we can do a lot of different things. A lot of guys in the pen especially, nobody throws really the same stuff out there. So you can mix and match and do some things like that. And obviously, with Shaw and Zepp and Cody, you got three guys that you know can throw 75 to 80 games, and they're going to be fine. So that, like I said, it's a good group to be a part of. It's fun to be a part of, and you know, if and try to help somebody along if they need something. You know, maybe throw that in there, and then when it's my turn, be ready to go.
Scott, for as long as you've been around the game, is your approach the same this year as it was when you started? Is every spring training pretty much bring the same routine for you?
You know, my routine has changed over the years. Got to do a little more as I get a little older to stay fresh or to get in shape or to get, you know, make sure I'm where I want to be. You know, this is one of the first times in my career where I've come in kind of knowing my job and where I'm going to be. So that part's changed a little mentally, but as far as getting ready and physically doing everything, I'm right where I always am, same spot. I feel the same or pretty close to the same that I did last year. And just like I said, using spring to get yourself ready to go, get some competition under your belt, and then, you know, April 6th, try to get everything paced right so that I'm ready to go perfectly on April 6th and, you know, can start out of the shoot hot.
And I'm sure no matter how long you've been around, there's that energy. There's that excitement about spring training. Hey, let's get this thing started again.
Yeah, I think spring kind of goes through some levels. You know, the first day everybody's excited and pumped, and then after about 4 or 5 days of pitchers and catchers only, you're kind of like, man, all right, enough with the ground balls and nobody else. And then you get that excitement, all right, the position players are on the field. We kind of do that. And then everybody, after 4 or 5 days of that and some live BP, everybody's kind of like, all right, man, we need something new. And then your games pick up. So everything kind of – and you get that excitement again, and you get to compete against somebody else. And so spring kind of goes in those phases, I guess. And then, like I said, by the end of spring, everybody's kind of like, all right, it's time to start the season. You know, we're ready to go. But you get out here in the nice, beautiful weather, and everybody gets pumped up and gets ready to go. And like I said, you got to make sure you don't do too much those first few days when you have that excitement, but use it and then move on.
I think we're all excited. I think we're all ready to get it going. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on a great year last year. Looking forward to more success in 2015.
No problem. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. Scott Atchison joining us here in Goodyear as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.